Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This being Mother's Day, this evening's show is all about mothers, mamas, grandmas, mammies, and maybe even a mother-in-law or two. Anna Jarvis is credited with bringing about the official observance of Mother's Day. Her campaign to establish such a holiday began as a remembrance of her own mother, who died in 1905 and who had, in the late 19th century, tried to establish Mother's Friendship Days as a way to heal the scars of the Civil War. 2 years after her mother died, Jarvis held a ceremony in Grafton, West Virginia, to honor her. She was so moved by the proceedings that she began a massive campaign to adopt a formal holiday honoring mothers, and in 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially marked the day, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day as a national holiday to be held on the second Sunday of May. We're going to start off this special Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records rather sweetly with Sam Brown.
Thank you. mother's affection, a rocking chair, her silver hair is in my fond recollection. I see her in my dream. She's crying there it seems, though we are miles and miles apart. I'll bring a chair to mother's heart. So here is what I'm going to do. I'll write a letter to my mother and tell her just how much I love her. She worries so, but I know angels watch above her. There's magic in the name of mother. I realize there is no other. I'm sealing this with a kiss, this letter to my dear old darling mother.
Love affairs in this town, young and bold,
yeah.
Hot and cold,
no.
You can keep the rest, I have found the best in this town, beautiful, and worth her weight in gold, oh, I'm all dolled up in the Sunday best, and it fills me with delight, cause I'm gonna take my mother out tonight. Now I don't want benches in the park or the moon that's shining bright, cause I'm gonna take my mother out tonight. All my sweeties will be staring as we dance around the hall at the gingham gown she's wearing and her little old bonnet and shawl. Oh, I'm crazy about that someone who will always treat me right. So I'm gonna take my mother out tonight.
There's a good suggestion for this Mother's Day. Take your mother out tonight. That was Brian Lawrence and his Qualinos Quartet, with Brian Lawrence performing the vocal. That Decca 78 was recorded June 12, 1934. Before Brian Lawrence, we heard Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra and A Letter to My Mother from January 31, 1933. We began this special Mother's Day edition of the show with Ambrose and his orchestra with the vocal refrain by Sam Brown on My Mother, recorded June 3rd, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Well, from that set of sweet, sentimental songs about mothers, we're going to another, equally sweet and sentimental, but which stylistically couldn't be more different. Here's the Singing Brakeman.
I had a home out in Texas, down where the blue bonnets grew. I had the kindest old mother, how happy we were, just we two. Till one day the angels called her, that debt we all have to pay. She called me close to her bedside, these last few words to say. Son, don't start drinking and gambling, promise you'll always go straight. 10 years have passed since that parting, that promise I broke, I must stay. I started gambling for pastime, at last I was just like them all. I bet my clothes and my money, not dreaming that I'd ever fall. One night I bet all my money, nothing was left to be seen. And all that I needed to break them was one card, and that was a queen. The cards were dealt all round the table, each man took a card on the draw. I drew the one that would beat them. I turned it and here's what I saw. I saw my mother's picture, and somehow she seemed to say, son, you have broken your promise. So I tossed the cards away. My winnings I gave to a newsboy. I knew I was wrong from the start, and I'll never forget that promise to my mother, the queen of my heart. Ah-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee.
Ago when Buddy Boway sang and song was mother's joy, and when our father dear would leave us all alone, I can hear her voice so sweet as she sang, when shall we meet? You will never miss your mother until she's gone. My mother, she was true to her children and her home. She was kind and true and loved us all. Was the hand that touched my brow, I can almost feel it now. You will never miss your mother until she's gone. My mother, she was true to her children and her home. She was kind and true and loved us all. Was the hand that touched my brow, I can almost feel it now. You will never miss your mother until she's gone. He was good and kind, told us we would never find one who would share our ills and woes. I praise God for her sweet name, for she was always just the same. You will never miss your mother until she's gone. Now I'm so far away from my home, I've gone astray. My mother's often prayed for me at home. Troubled trials to endure, all to live a life that's pure, and meet my mother in her home. For my mother, she was true to her children and her home. Was kind and true and loved us all. Was the hand that touched my brow, I can almost feel it now. You will never miss your mother until she's gone. My mother, she was true to her children and her home. She was kind and true and loved us all. Was the hand that touched my brow, I can almost feel it now. You will never miss your mother until she's gone.
It's been years since I've seen my mother. Daddy was turning gray. Sister had married a rounder, and I had gone astray. When I reach my journey's end, I'll be coming back to you. For I know you'll be watching and waiting for the boy who has wandered from you. In my dreams each night I can see her standing in her old cabin door. With tears in her eyes I can see, and they look so familiar to me. When I reach my journey's end, I'll be coming back to you. For I know you'll be watching and waiting for the boy who has wandered from you. Tell her if you should see her, how I miss her sweet face. Tell her that I'm lonely since I drifted away. If she's gone when I reach that homestead, I know just where she'll be. In heaven with the angels, and I know she'll be waiting for me. When I reach my journey's end, I'll be coming back to you. For I know you'll be watching and waiting for the boy who has wandered.
wandered from you.
The twice former governor of Louisiana, Jimmy Davis, and It's Been Years Since I've Seen My Mother from 1934. James Houston Davis was born September 11, 1899, in Quitman, Louisiana, and is most famous, musically at least, for his song You Are My Sunshine, which he wrote while working on his master's degree at LSU. He recorded it himself in Chicago in 1931, but nothing happened with it. When he recorded it again on February 4, 1940, it sold 1 million copies, and when it was released in England, King George VI declared it his favorite song. Before Jimmy Davis, we heard Fiddlin' John Carson from 1924, and You Will Never Miss Your Mother Until She's Gone. Fiddlin' John Carson was born March 23, 1874, in Fannin County, Georgia. At age 54, he had won the Georgia Fiddlin' Championship 7 times and got on the air at the Atlanta Journal's radio station WSB. That led to his recording 2 sides for OK on June 14, 1923 in Atlanta, and 12 more sides recorded later in New York. We began the set with one of Jimmy Davis's influences, the singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers, and Mother the Queen of My Heart from 1932. Mother the Queen of My Heart was written by Jimmy Rogers and Hoyt Bryant. This is KISL Avalon, a broadcast service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Getting back to the history of Mother's Day, unfortunately, Anna Jarvis's accomplishment of having Mother's Day proclaimed a national holiday soon turned bitter for her. She was outraged by the commercialization of the holiday and filed a lawsuit to stop a 1923 Mother's Day festival and was even arrested for disturbing the peace at a War Mothers convention where mothers sold white carnations to raise money. White carnations were Jarvis's symbol for mothers. Anna Jarvis died in 1948 at age 84. Although she founded Mother's Day, she was not a mother herself, and she had run through her fortune trying to stop the commercialization of the holiday. Shortly before her death, from a nursing home where every Mother's Day her room had been filled with cards from all over the world, she told a reporter she was sorry she had ever started Mother's Day. We're going to take another stylistic turn with this next set of songs on this special Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records.
I strolled in a cigar store once to buy a cigarette. 'Twas after 2, the church bells they struck 3. I saw a young youth at the door with a look upon his face that said, give me a coupon if you please. What is your name? I said to him. He answered with a smile, my dad is dead and that's why I am here. I know you will believe me, sir, you wear an honest look. And then these words he whispered in my ear. I'm saving a coupon for mother. Saving green coupons for mom. Since father did croak, we've all learned to smoke. We need all the coupons there are. So please think of mama and I, sir, each time that you buy a cigar. I'm saving green coupons for mother. Purchase a tombstone for Pa. I
a pack of cigarettes. I bought a stogie too. I placed the coupons in his trembling hand. And then I bought a pound of snuff and said I'd learn to chew and save him all the coupons I could land. I pressed the coupons on him and I turned to go for more and promised him I'd smoke myself to death. Alas, my help came all too late. He sank upon the floor and sweetly murmured with his dying breath, I'm saving up coupons for mother. Please bring those coupons to Ma. We've all learned to chew and smoke Bull Durham too since Daddy fell under a car. Tell Mother I died like a hero while smoking a Cremo cigar. I'm saving green coupons for Mother to purchase a tombstone for Pa.
Thank you. a song. When you were a kid, where did you want to be? Don't answer, I'll tell you, on your mother's knee. Your mother and my mother too were angels whose hearts were a shrine. And the one up above sent his message of love through your mother and mine.
Clarence Williams and his orchestra, and a record having its 71st birthday this very day, having been recorded May 14th, 1935, Let Every Day Be Mother's Day, written by Clarence Williams, Tasha Hammond, and Willie the Lion Smith. Let Every Day Be Mother's Day was preceded by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with vocal by Irving Kaufman and Your Mother and Mine, written by Joe Goodwin and Gus Edwards. That OK 78 was recorded July 12, 1929. Before Your Mother and Mine, it was George Olsen and his music and Dream Mother. Dream Mother was composed by Joe Burke with lyrics by Al Lewis and Al Sherman. The vocal trio on that March 27, 1929 Victor recording was Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice. We began with Nat M. Wills, most famous for his 1908 monologue No News or What Killed the Dog, and Saving Up Coupons for Mother from 1909. Will's character in the song meets a guy in a cigar store who is smoking himself to death in order to accumulate tobacco coupons so that his mother can buy a tombstone for his dead father. Will's agrees to help, but the guy soon dies from excessive smoking. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. This is a special Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, and so far we've had songs all about mothers. But there are, of course, other pronouns for mother. Thank you.
Alma Mainé, alma Mainé, todo lo negro tomamos café. Alma Mainé, alma Mainé, todo lo negro tomamos café.
What my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. I think it was the grocery. Let me see, oh gee, oh gosh, oh gee. I don't remember. I've forgotten what she needed for the pantry shelf. All I know is that she said to keep a nickel for myself, and I got that. But mommy sent me to the store, to the store, to the store. But what my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. Can you boys help me out?
Did she send you out for pie?
No, you know she didn't ask for pie.
Did she want a loaf of rye?
You know my mama didn't like no liquids, no. Supposed to buy. Oh, I'm really
some rapidly rotating records with other pronouns for mother. We started with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with Bill Dutton providing the vocal on That's My Mammy from May 22, 1928. That's My Mammy was written by Harry Pease, Abel Baer, and Ed G. Nelson. Next, it was Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies and Mama Inez. The vocal refrain was by Fred Hall and the vocal effects were by Arthur Fields. Now, I have a number of versions of Mama Inez, but none can match that one with its energy, instrumental effects, and Arthur Fields' maniacal laugh. That was recorded June 12, 1930, but unfortunately was never issued. We finished up with Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm and My Mommy Sent Me to the Store, written by Sid Bass and Ken Hecht from July 16, 1940.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
You may wish to have a tissue handy for this last set of Mother's Day songs. Here's Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Educated folks supposed to be so swell. would fail if they were called upon a simple word to spell. Now, if you'd like to put me to a test, there's one dear name that I can spell the best. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means bright and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that means the world to me. And right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that means the world to me.
Never pay. Go take her in your arms and kiss her tears away. And baby your mother, like she babied you, back in your baby days.
When you were a little shaver and went a-tumbling down, who kissed the spot to make it well? Your mother, I'll be bound. And when the sandman wouldn't sprinkle sand upon your eyes, it was your mother soothed you with her tender lullaby. When you grew older doing things you really shouldn't do, in right or wrong, your mother still stuck by you through and through. Maybe you haven't written, perhaps she's sad and blue. go kiss the spot to make it well the way she used to do. You never miss the sunshine until the shadows fall. Don't wait until it's too late when she won't be here at all. So today go, baby, your mother, like she babied you. Back in your baby day.
I told you to have a tissue handy. The original Radio Girl, Von DeLeith from 1928, and Baby Your Mother Like She Babied You. Before Von DeLeith, it was Henry Burr from March of 1916, and M-O-T-H-E-R, a word that means the world to me. We started with Claire Hanlon and Waring's Pennsylvanians in Chicago on January 23, 1929, and My Mother's Eyes. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶